Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Gimel of Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics we're learning about include the cases of Akosev Le'ishtoi, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsayach. If a husband writes a declaration saying that he is Mesalek Schusay, he relinquishes his rights to his wife's assets. The reasons that Loshen Siluk Moil, he can relinquish his privileges. The Machlek is in the case of Kosev Le Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsayach U'B'Perasein. When he writes that he is Mesalik, his claim to both her assets and their profits. If he is still entitled to pay her Paris, the profits, profits. The machlek is in the case of Kosev Le Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsayach, B'Chayach U'B'Maisach. When he writes that he is Mesalik, his claim to her assets during her lifetime and after she dies. If he can be Mesalik Schusay from Yerusha, which is based on the machlek is of Yerusha Sabal Mideraisa. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Takanas Chachamim Shabal Zeicha B'Nechse Ishtay. The Chacham initiated that a husband attains ownership to his wife's assets. Although the wife still retains ownership, however, her husband is entitled to several benefits of the assets. Oichel Peiris, he receives the profits of the assets. Yerusha, if she dies, he inherits her assets. Macher Batel, she cannot sell the assets to another person without his agreement. Yesh Oimim Yerusha Sabal Mideraisa, there is an opinion that Yerusha is actually a Torah obligation. Kol Masta Masha Kosev Torah Tanoi Batel. A Tanoi which contradicts a Torah obligation is not effective. Peiros are the produce of her field. Peira Peiros involves two steps. He sold the Peiros of her field, and from the proceeds he bought a field. The Peiros of the second field are Peira Peiros.